Here we go. Oh, it looks like Bob is not here. So our special guest, let's start the podcast off without him. Oh, there he is. Goodness. He's appeared from the great beyond.
Did you get your beverage?
I'm back.
Yeah.
What is that? Hey.
Premiere.
Premiere. It's the low carb.
Ping ping.
Oh man.
Ping ping.
Guys, those look delicious.
Well, they are. You know what they are?
They are delicious. But you know what's even more delicious than that? I'm talking into it like it's a mic.
Oh.
See, I can
get your lime and everything. You guys are pros.
The good kind of Coronas in the house, right?
Yeah, that's cheers.
There we go. Well, hey, oh. I'm Rance.
I'm Bob.
And tonight we have a special guest. Who are you? You asshole.
I'm Mike, guys. How you doing? I got a mug of water. I don't got no Corona. I got a mug of water.
You're probably doing way better than us already, then.
I've got about 4 cans of water right now, but like nothing otherwise. Hey guys, in the chat for our live podcast, hello to you, noob fellas, crispy, elsewise, who else may be there? Hello. It's good to see you.
Ah, noob fellas said hello. Hey Mike. Hi noob fellas.
What I miss?
What? Nothing. We just started the podcast while you were gone because we were like, let's start it right now.
You're a monster.
Well, that's true. It's just what we felt like doing.
It needed to happen. Man. The countdown had started.
It finished. The music was done. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait anymore. I wanted to drink my beer.
Oh, I guess I'll just leave. I guess you don't need me then. You that's got cool. Mike now. I guess, all right, bye.
See you later.
Got some big shoes to fill on that one.
Later. See ya.
He is disappearing.
See God. Later.
All right, well.
Well, guys, it was fun to do the Quarantine Book Club with you tonight. Mike?
I can't read, so I don't know what I'm doing here.
It looks, if for those of you who can't see, it looks as though he is just disappearing, going back into the great butthole of the beyond. Hello, welcome back. It's funny that you did that because that
hey,
actually goes.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. It goes to something I'm going to talk about tonight regarding the cinematography of this movie that we watched, because this week we watched. So today's a special Quarantine Book Club.
It is like a one-of-the-kind episode.
Because
one-of-a-kind?
One-of-a-kind, this week.
Not the kind.
This week, we followed up our reading of William Gibson's Alien 3 with a viewing of Alien 3, the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alien 3, the movie.
Starring Sigourney Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
I'll tell you.
Lance Henriksen. Leonardo DiCaprio in The Critter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Leo, it was one of his best films.
Clearly. I mean, Critters 3 starring, that's what we're doing, right? Critters 3.
Critters 3, yeah. Critters. This is a Critters 3 discussion for all you Critters 3 heads out there. What was your favorite part of the Critters movies, Bob? Just so I know.
It's when they roll up into a little ball and roll around.
Mike, what about you?
It's from Critters 2, but when they roll up into a little ball and shoot into the groin of the guy that was dressed up as an Easter Bunny.
And this is
like,
why,
that's my favorite part.
This is why Mike is our guest this week, because Mike, so I'm explaining, I gotta explain a little bit about why Mike is our guest star for our Aliens 3 episode. Hi, Broadway Buttons and Chantilly Store, by the way. It's good to see you guys. Thanks for coming by and saying hello. So, Mike,
I won't fall off my chair this week.
Mike happens to have the greatest amount of, I'm not going to say unnecessary knowledge, but unnecessary knowledge about science fiction universes specifically in late 80s, early 90s films. Would you agree with that, Bob?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's kind of sick in a weird, like, I know I've got like this brain for certain things, but like if it's like a Robocop or Terminator or Aliens or Predator, that go to Mike, because this guy's brain is like, it's like a stupid rat trap for that garbage.
Well, just to let the our guests know what my first childhood memory was, it was actually sitting on my father's lap. I must have been 3 at the time, watching Predator, and then I remember pooping my pants while sitting on his lap.
I was about to say, were your pants filled or not? And apparently that answer.
At one point they were filled, yeah. And that was apparently the reason why I was held back from school and I was 1 year older than all the kids.
Why?
because I pooped my pants. My dad was like, you're not going to school.
At
that was
three?
Like the first. No, it was like I was going to be going into preschool and you had to be like potty trained or something before you went into preschool.
Oh, no.
Apparently none of this happened. I just had a late birthday and I was born in New Jersey. So, but
Jersey, man.
Yeah, man.
Figure.
But, hey, but it was because you pooped your pants.
Well, but it was because I pooped my pants.
Well,
yeah.
Mike also has a special relationship to us. He's not only one of my best friends, one of our best friends, I should say, like not my, mm-hmm. like one of our best friends, but also Mike does something every year with us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
what is it that
mm-hmm,
he does? Mm-hmm, what is it that he does?
That you want? Do you want Mike to tell you? Or you want
it
me
doesn't
to tell
matter
it?
To me. Doesn't matter to me. I'm just. I'm just.
Mike.
I slay some deadites.
Mikey's our Ash in Evil Dead the musical every year, and this man, I have seen him damage his body. it's like watching your own personal Jackass every year, but for like 3 weeks straight. And I've seen Mike grab himself by the hair and flip himself. I've seen him punch himself in the face and immediately punch himself in the nuts afterwards. I've put Mike through not just Evil Dead. I've put Mike through a lot of pain in general through my stage craft experimentation over the years. I've had Mike. So I think the worst Evil Dead story was that Mike was supposed to break plaster plates over his head that were just supposed to easily shatter. And one year I made them a little too thick and he just kept hitting himself in the head and they weren't breaking. And he was determined to break the damn plate. And finally it broke. And then I think there was one point at which I told him, I was like, come on, you're being ridiculous. And hit myself and was like, I'm so sorry.
A welt in my head, man. Like it wouldn't break.
And you hit yourself in the same exact spot over and over again every night because that's how like on point you are. But I'm talking back to our old band.
Yeah.
Where we electrocuted Mikey as a yep. character every show. And one time there was a smoke machine that was supposed to go through a cooling system and then blow like low-lying fog onto his head, except the cooling system bypassed.
Yeah. No, it didn't bypass. It failed, Bob.
And,
I like bypass my stage is a stage technician professional statement. That's their way of saying it failed. Right? The actor says it failed. The stage technician goes,
It bypassed.
The system bypassed itself. And Mike had burns on the top of his head and threw up on himself.
Yeah. Right on my crotch.
Yeah. Yeah,
awesome.
And there is this
show.
Wonderful picture show. Of you in all of this white face paint, leaning forward with nothing but this ribbon of vomit coming out of your mouth.
And that wasn't white face paint, guys. You never gave me face paint. It was flour. we didn't have the budget for face.
It wasn't that we didn't have the budget. Because there was somebody else in the band who had white face paint.
It's that you chose all the face paint.
It was also a matter that you were like, fuck it, I'm just going to use all this flour.
Well, I'd have to wait until 2 minutes before the show to like be able to use it. So, yeah, just use flour.
Hey, in the chat, too, we got M. Wolf coming and hanging out and saying hello. Somebody else who I believe at some point in the future will likely guest on our show. So just putting that out there. Wolf, keep that in mind. So we this week watched Alien 3. For those of you in the chat, we're going to be doing a quiz that everyone can take part of very soon to test your Aliens knowledge. I cannot take the quiz because I created it out of all of my Wikipedia-ing, and I'm not good. I won't be able to do it, so I'm just going to major D it. Right?
I mean, and you're not good.
I'm not good.
I'm going to fail it. I challenge everybody to beat me on this quiz because I guarantee that you will.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You might. You're coming into it with some knowledge. You're coming to some knowledge. So, Mike, tell us about your experience, your love of aliens as we get started here.
Because I grew up, like I said, my first memory was watching Terminator. But, like, the Alien franchise, I mean, those were movies that I used to watch just over and over again. Like, kind of like Star Wars. I would watch, you know, the first one, second one, third one. That would just be an afternoon. Same thing with the Aliens movies. I absolutely adore them. They were great. I've been growing up with toys. God, I wish I had all my action figures I could show the stream.
this is my What, they had all these different kinds of xenomorphs, didn't they? Like,
yeah,
all
they
of
had
these, like,
the
fake,
bulldog the, alien.
The orange bulldog alien was the shit.
Yeah, they had the gorilla alien, and the arms went like that.
Was the bulldog alien the one that's head shot out?
Yeah, it's head shot out. Like,
I remember that one specifically.
I had
for
that
some
one.
Reason.
And then there was the other one just exploded into like a, you know, 40 different pieces. You'd always and lose his arm somewhere under the couch.
The amazing likenesses of the actual characters, yeah. Like Hicks.
But I
was
just...
there a Newt figure?
No, there was never a Newt. No.
Thank God. Thank God for that, because all that would happen to it would drown in cryo sleep.
Well, no, it would get lost in the corners of your wall, just like she did in the movies, you know, and then you would never find
couldn't find her ever again. Yeah. So we watched, last week we read Alien 3 by William Gibson. It was his treatment of this script, and I actually did a little more research on it, Bob, this week, prior to us watching Alien 3. But I do want to toss out there to the chat the knowledge that, like, none of us are movie, like, experts. I wouldn't even call myself a movie buff. Mike, would you call yourself a movie buff?
No.
No. Bob, what about you?
I think I am, but it depends on what the genre is. Like, I'm not out there watching historical dramas or anything like that. Like, I watch sci-fi and fantasy almost exclusively.
So nobody should expect to come here for, like, expert opinions or takes. Like, that's not. It's more like a comparison. Like, I was like, okay, we read Alien 3. Now I want to know what Alien 3 actually, like, the movie was like, because obviously what we got as a product in the theater was very different. So what I didn't know last week was that William Gibson's treatment was written in 1987. So it was written prior to the treatment that we currently have, that is the prison, the Weyland-Yutani prison colony where Ripley is, she basically crash lands after two.
On and Fury is the name of the planet.
Yep. And none of that was in the original take. So I wanted us to take a second and try to do our best. Mikey, have you ever read or been exposed to the William Gibson treatment of Alien 3?
No. I mean, the only exposure I have to it is you guys telling me about it.
Cool.
Okay. So none at all.
Cool.
None at all.
So let's tell him about it.
Yeah. Bob. Yeah. And I want some honest reactions from you, Mike. Just what you think about it. Just
okay.
Let's start first of all with, like any good Aliens piece of cinema. If you're going to start out right off the bat, you need to, for 20 minutes, tell everybody.
Did you say for 20 minutes?
Four. Oh, bam, bam, smoke that pie.
Oh, wow, bow, bow, bow.
For the length of 20 minutes, you need to tell everybody and reenact the story of Aliens, the movie. Just go ahead and react the best, reenact the best movie out of the series.
This is an M4-1A pulse rifle, 10x24mm caseless ammunition with a built-in rocket launcher.
Why do you have memorized all of the monologues about weapons from these movies? Because that's not the only monologue you've memorized for these movies.
No, but we were not just doing the alien stuff. I thought that's what we were doing.
Dude, I mean, we were, but I need to know where you get that from. Like, where do you find that?
Like, China. He places it down.
China,
like,
man. It's China. Get in China.
Yeah, just like, is it, what, like, is it, a, is it like Noobfella says, is it a Nerf gun? Is it?
Airsoft. It was an airsoft gun.
That is right, the most badass airsoft gun you can have is an M4A1 pulse rifle.
It's awesome, man.
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. So, so we reenact for some reason the first all of Aliens, and then we find out that the cryopods are we start with Bishop. Honestly, can I say before we do this, this story was so underwhelming and none memorable that a week has gone by and I'm already forgetting what was what was in it.
Yep.
So we start out on the Sulaco in the cryo freeze bay.
Like, how your brain is just shutting down. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to remember it. So on the cryo freeze bay.
Go ahead, because we're in the cryo freeze bay. That's
Sulaco,
what I remember.
The Sulaco gets boarded by the UPP. It's the universal. I think it's the universal.
People's
progressive people's universal progress. Fucking United progressive peoples, basically communists, cool. right? And it gets boarded, and they're like, oh, no, something happened here. And they find in Bishop's half-torn robot body one of the tiny xenomorphs, like, curled up in a tiny ball, and it leaps out, and it gets on one of the guys. And
is the start of the book?
Yeah. Can I ask you a question, Mikey?
Hey, in the chat, by the way, Dr. Bacon 22.
Is there any precedent in the universe for aliens being able to hibernate in synths?
No.
Because it does. It hibernates in Bishop. But doesn't kill him because he's a synth whose stomach is already, like, he's already just a half person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's okay.
So it's hibernating in him, right? And it comes out and it infects one of the UPP people. And then you find out that Ripley, there's a problem with her cryosleep and they can't bring her out. Ripley is nowhere in this. She is in cryosleep the entire time. Hicks, who is not dead in this, Hicks is our hero.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. Okay.
It's a different take, but it like gives a chance. And Hicks is one of the only characters actually fleshed out.
But that means, you know what that means? That means this book is all about men.
It's all about boys.
No, there's all boys doing boy stuff. No women.
Boy stuff.
Empowering women like that. No, thank you. It's all about men.
Something else I didn't know, too, until recently was that when the president of Fox, you know, the producers originally in the movie, when the president of Fox read the original William Gibson treatment, he was like, where's Ripley? And they were like, oh, she's not in. He's like, we basically have one of the only, like, women warriors in current film mythology. Like, she has to be in this movie. Mm-hmm. If she's not, then it's a waste. It's a complete waste.
They also said, apparently, because I did a little research too, like, Gibson's original plan was to make two movies. That's why, Mike, I need you to know that Alien 3, the book, ends in a cliffhanger where I need you to pick that rifle up for me, please.
Okay.
And I need you to just say in a really scraggly, like, Michael Biehn impression, well, let's lock and load.
Let's lock and roll.
Wait, what was that? What'd you say?
Let's lock and low.
And then cock it. And then cock. That's it. That's the end of the book right there, basically.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
So,
yeah.
There's nothing remarkable about the book. Like, they go through, there's a bunch of, like, scary aliens on the Sulaco.
UPP rebuilds Bishop.
UPP rebuilds Bishop. And Bishop and Hicks help people get, a lot of people die. They airlock an alien.
They blow a core.
And then. Then basically the book ends with Bishop going, he's an 82-year-old
Lance Henriksen. Lance Henriksen and Michael Biehn are both actually doing their voices
in
the book. Too.
He's like, Hicks, you do realize that we're going to have to take the fight to the alien homeworld, wherever that is, because humans fighting among themselves is a total waste, and we can basically bring together the UPP and Weyland-Yutani to fight against the real threat. So let's find their home world. And then that's basically where you lock them. It's not good. It's boring. It's unforgettable. So I think that's one of those things that actually helped me look at Alien 3 and... Guys.
Hot takes.
I really liked Alien 3 watching it this time.
So
but
did
dude,
I.
That's also like... Like saying, like, oh man, I had this really stinky pile of poop, and like smells, but like this one isn't as smelly. I like
no,
this
you're
one.
Right, you're
I
right.
Disagree.
You're
right. That's the thing. Man. watching it. I don't know. Do you want to go into your like thoughts on the movie as a whole, rants, and then I can share. Or do you want to like?
So I think just overall, no, I know Mike and Dr. Bacon in the chat is saying he loves them all, and I actually think that's I'm starting to feel that way, right? Like, I want to go back and watch Alien and Aliens, and I like both of those movies. Alien 3 was the one movie that I had the least exposure to. I think I remember Alien Resurrection, that piece of dog crap, was on HBO a lot when we got HBO, and in my head, it sort of stops at Alien 3, right? I remember it being, like, the black swan of the series, but watching it, again, especially with the knowledge of I read this William Gibson treatment, it was garbage, really made me appreciate some of the new cinematography tools they used in this. Mm-hmm. And because there were things they did in this movie cinematography wise that they had never done in a movie before. And
also before you continue, if you're a real fan of the series, we watched the original theatrical cut, not the assembly cut. Did you watch it on Amazon?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The version on Amazon is the original cut, not the re-edited assembly cut, which apparently adds new stuff to it. I didn't need it. Honestly.
Guys, you don't have the box set on DVD or VHS. What is wrong with you?
No.
Sorry, bro.
Come on, guys.
Sorry, buddy. So, Rance, go ahead. I apologize. I just wanted to put that out
there. No. Just a few things. So, we'll get into this in a little bit, but like I specifically pointed out for myself, like the cinematography, the real life comparisons that were being made, and whereas like the William Gibson book talks about like sort of like communism, capitalism. Some of the things that they're talking about this that I was reading about, like the, about the intended creation of the movie was like that it was supposed to be a commentary on the HIV and AIDS crisis in its own regard, okay. Which I never knew before. But like the book, the movie is split into what I consider like three really solid acts. I think it is a fairly tense and surprisingly captivating movie that absolutely changes up the formula of violence of the previous two movies. But like coming out of it when I was done the movie, other than like a few really shitty scenes that I was like, why would they have that there? And we'll talk about that later. I came out of it like going, like looking at my screen going, was this the same movie I remember as a kid? Cause this was like a lot more captivating. The performances were a lot better than I thought they were. And I thought it was a really reasonably creative entry in the Aliens franchise that wasn't nearly as weak as I remember it being.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that it is weak at all. I found that I enjoyed it. So we don't have a spoiler counter up tonight, right?
Yeah, it's there. You're fine. You're like, no, like it's up, like spoilers.
Okay, cool.
Full spoilers. Because if you haven't seen Alien 3 either, you never cared to watch it, or you don't remember it, or your mic, and it's literally put on the inside of your brain.
I'm literally watching it right now. You know,
nice.
In my brain.
I absolutely agree with you on the cinematography. I think there are amazing visual effects special effects, not visual effects. There are amazing special effects as far as the puppeteering, the Bishop...
destroyed Bishop was so good.
It was good. It was creepy, but it also made me sad at the same time. Yes. Like I had an emotional reaction to it. But the one thing that they like, there's some bad green screen. There's definitely some bad green screen.
One of that like iconic scene that we all remember, like the one with the alien right next to Ripley's face.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's green screen up until that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
The one thing that I love that also we should say mention that this is David Fincher's first feature length film. So the guy that gave you Seven and
Fight Club.
Yeah. Like this is his first film. He has disavowed it. He said that the studio messed with it too much. But I got to be honest, I think it was a great freshman effort. Like I'm watching it going, hey, you know what's really fun? I can tell what's happening in every moment of this film because it's bright.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't hide things in shadows. He shows you everything.
Yeah. It was very, very like counter to Ridley Scott.
Yes.
Trying to put that in the mystique and have that, use the the lack of light and what's hiding.
Corona,
exactly.
COVID.
Yeah,
COVID.
Sorry, I didn't mean to have it. Yeah, well, like that, but it's also like dirty. Like that's the thing I liked about it. Is like, it's bright, but yet deceptively bright. Like a Doom game, where it's like Doom is a dark game, but it's also a super bright game, and it's deceptive because it's cleverly created. And I feel like the light was done that way in this. But yes, it's dirty. Like the whole thing, I'm like, ew, I need to wash myself. And Dr. Bacon says it's a very depressing movie, and I don't disagree at all.
And what's
really depressing, but not like unnecessarily heavy. You know?
I should say I don't disagree. Like I agree. I think it is.
There's a kiwi there, by the way.
It's very. It reminds me a lot of Dune in the feeling of the desolation that you feel. Like they do a great job of adding this level of isolation to it And it is that slow burn science fiction that I'm a real big fan of that I don't realize I'm a big fan of, like Blade Runner.
Yes.
Like this, like it's late. It's like 80s science fiction done in the 90s. And maybe that's why people didn't like it, because you got to sit there and you got to think about it and you got to follow along, and it trudges. And there are times when it feels, but like that type of science fiction doesn't trudge for me. I love it. I love every little bit of the world building, because that's what they're doing in all of that trudging and drudgery, is they're showing you a world, and it may not be giant sweeping vistas or like amazing cityscapes, but it's still a visually interesting movie getting into it. After a while, it becomes very samey. And all of the areas look the same.
Yes, yeah. I couldn't tell you the layout of the prison, like the planet in my head, or the installation in my head, but that's fine.
I think that's purposeful though.
Yeah.
Like when you get to the climax, there's the characters saying, "We've like worked here for years, but I still don't know which way to go."
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So I think one of the things that I liked about Alien 3 was just the character development. You know, like you actually got a feel for, you know, all the scumbags that were in the prison. Some of them weren't, you know, horrible. You had that, it was the one guy that was actually like decent, but then you later find out that he did a horrible thing.
Yeah, well, Dylan's like that, yeah, right? Like yeah. Dylan literally says, hey, I'm a murderer.
Right.
I'm a raper. Right. Like, don't near me. And
yeah, don't trust me.
And
you
it's
know?
Interesting in that regard that I wonder about, like, I wonder about the sort of the commentary on, unjust incarceration, because that line actually made me think of my favorite movie, Shawshank Redemption, or one of my favorite movies, where, you know, where there's that thought of like, well, if a man's in here, he's not guilty. Right. So like, who's to say, like Weyland-Yutani is the Weyland Corp and the Yutani Corporation are shit companies. And these are clearly like not conscripted, basically indentured servitude through prison prison recuperation. So who's to say that these people actually ever really did anything wrong, and they weren't wrongly accused or like thrown there for another thing, right? So like, I almost don't trust that this is what these characters are, just what they think they have been. Mm-hmm.
I also think that it definitely tries to make the same statement twice, which I actually think might be a mistake for the movie itself, which is to say, in Ripley's world, the aliens are a danger, but the humans are the bigger danger. And so they do it once by putting her into a prison full of men that want to take advantage of her. And then she ends up gaining their trust and their becoming teaming with them. I've got a cat doing stuff around here somewhere and I can't find it.
Is it a cat or is it a xenomorph?
It's
dude?
Definitely a cat. And he's right underneath me playing with stuff. There he is. And then, but then when she finally like teams up with the convicts, then the corporation shows up and then they're now the bad guys. And she has to protect the universe from the corporation, even though she's protecting it from the aliens. And that's always been like this overarching theme, is that it's always the corporation. It's always humans are the bigger threat. They want to take this thing and turn it into a weapon.
Biological weapon.
And it's honestly very, very Sigourney Weaver, the message in these a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Because I remember as a kid, my dad.
Oh, God damn.
He was a big old gun nut. And he refused to watch anything with Sigourney Weaver in it because she was anti-gun. And he was like, "And I don't understand how she can be in this movie carrying these big old guns and shooting these guns, and yet she's anti-gun." And I'm like, actually, I don't know that she ever actually shoots a gun. She shoots a flamethrower at one point, like in Alien. Do you remember in Aliens?
Oh, she totally shoots. She totally shoots a gun.
Does she? Okay.
And she shoots the grenade launcher too.
Okay. That's fine. But that's fine too. It's totally cool. Like I don't, you know, that's fine. It never has ever bothered me because she's making a statement.
Right. And you're looking at an actress playing a part, you know?
Grow up, Dad. Rest in peace.
Come on, Dad. I mean, you said, like, how many people, you know, it's the same thing where it's like nowadays that argument is sort of nil. There's a lot of people who are staunch, anti, staunch like anti-gunner or not fans of guns that are playing, you know, shoot games, shoot stuff, and that's fine. We can separate our perspectives and beliefs from what we're doing to amuse ourselves. But Dr. Bacon does tell us that Jeff Bezos wants to use xenomorphs to deliver death.
Look, hey man,
dude, he's part of Whalen. Part of Whalen.
Brizos company is gonna kill us.
Hey Alexa, can you give me an alien, please?
I don't know that.
Liar.
Yeah, what an absolute.
Do you have to talk to Alexa like that? Hey, Alexa.
Mike, if you remember, we dragged you into this because it's been years since you've seen these things.
What guys, I just want to announce too, I just realized that I forgot to put the deodorant on. Today.
That's my whole life.
Like, welcome to
Hey man, internet can't smell you. Yeah. It's cool.
So just wanted to keep chat appraised of my current situation.
Thank you. You smell good from over here. So what are your takes on Alien 3 overall as a movie?
So like going remember, back to going back to how the book was written, with Sigourney not being the main character, like one of the things mm-hmm. that I always disliked about Alien 3 was just how quickly they killed off everyone that you were rooting for to survive in Aliens, mm-hmm. you know, and then like I was so happy as a kid, like Hicks made it, you know, oh, he was so cool. And then within 20 seconds of the movie opening, he's just dead.
When
it's just like, oh man, you know,
and it's like that always stands like, death too.
I know,
him, right?
Or
it's like
yeah,
he got impaled by a thing. It's like not even a cool death. It's not even
right.
Like,
you know what's funny is I was angry about that the first time I saw it too. This time going into it, I think this is a movie that benefits from your second watch. Your second watch makes it so much better. The first time through, at the end where I'm like, oh my gosh, she's got an alien in her and all that stuff. Like when she finds out about halfway through, they tell you the very first scene that she's infected. Yep. And they give you very clear clues that show that it could not possibly be anyone else in that ship.
Yep.
That it was definitely her.
Yep.
Yeah.
They go through the autopsy with Newt, right? Mm-hmm. Which
before
is
before that, the first scene.
Yeah.
If you look at hers is the only cryo chamber that is opened and person that is alive. Hicks has been stabbed through the chest. So it can't
cannot
be
have
him.
A chest burster.
Yeah.
You got no the man's got no chest. I mean
Newt's cryo chamber isn't broken into. It's like she drowns, but it's not like broken. Ripley's is the only one, and Bishop can't be viable.
Bishop, well, in the book, apparently that's fine.
Let's,
like, but
let's ignore that book forever.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that was the only
because there are some arguments too about like the biological capacity of artificial people in these books and in the universe, like that's been argued back and forth depending on whether it's Ridley Scott, whether it's the Aliens universe, you know, like. Ridley Scott, is that connected with, you know,
could we
Blade
jump
Runner?
To the end?
Yes, yes.
Could we jump to the end of the movie on this exact subject before I forget?
Oh, yeah. About Bishop?
Bishop Whalen.
Yeah.
Michael Bishop Whalen.
Yeah.
Okay, so this dude shows up out of nowhere and is like, hey, I'm a human that they designed Bishop after. Come with me. If you want to live, and the 85 slams him in the back of the head with like a wrench or something, and through the rest of that scene he's up and his ear and back of head are just hanging off of the side of his head, but it's blood.
Yeah.
So is he an advanced version of a synth, or is he a person who just happens to not care that the back of his head got busted open and his ear is hanging off his
head? Is he a Nexus 6? Or,
I love how you said too, Bob. Come with me if you want to live, because then the end of the movie is Sigourney Weaver jumping into a pit of lava.
Exactly.
You know? And if any movie's going to make me tear up at the end, it's Terminator 2 with the thumbs up going down. You know.
I was playing Doom 2016 the other day, and I remembered that happens if you fall in lava. The Doom Slayer puts his thumb up before he's consumed by the lava. Mm-hmm.
And they did it again in Eternal too.
Did they? I didn't even remember. Yeah. I guess I didn't.
It happened while you were playing the other day, bro. While you were playing on Nightmare.
You know, we were asked, by the way, in the chat, random question. Weirdest place you've ever taken a shit, by the way. there's a way to really
1999 Corolla. on my way home from on my way home from a dinner engagement. Weirdest place I've ever taken shit.
Umahaki,
I later sold that car.
Umahaki, you got your answers right there. Got your answer.
There you
right
go.
There. So I don't know. Like, well, the whole bishop thing is weird to me. Like, that's where the movie gets oddly surreal because it's so convenient. You know, he shows up and he's just like, hey, by the way, they wanted to send a familiar face to make you come back. So we can basically take this alien out of your body and make it a biological weapon. But hey, like it was that part was one of the few parts of the plot that was really heavy handed to me that I was like, oh, this feels
how did
real
they
rushed.
Know? How would they have known that she had any type of connection with Bishop? Like, it's literally do the ship logs say, oh, hey, I've made best friends with Bishop and he helped me defeat the alien. I didn't trust him at first, but then I grew to trust him. It was like a family. Like, I built my own tiny little family with this robot friend.
There could have been some connections with Bert and aliens, maybe feeding the company information about the whole LV-426 mission, you know, who knows? But yeah, that was very contrived.
Okay,
you
know? That's a question I have for you, Mike, as a aliens fan.
Aliens connoisseur.
I don't remember. This one clearly takes place on a planet. The first alien, I know you're talking about LV-426. LV-426. That's the planet that the Nostromo goes to in the first movie.
Yep.
Is the Nostromo still docked on the planet when they go through
to an aliens?
Yeah. Yes. In alien,
it's the same planet.
Okay.
Yeah.
They colonized it and
isn't that Hadley's Hope?
Or is it? Yes.
Yeah.
What is that term when you
terraform?
They were terraforming.
Yeah, terraforming.
It.
Okay. But so aliens, the Alien One or Alien, Aliens. Both of these take place on a ship or on a planet's like surface in buildings on
a planet's surface. It Alien and Aliens actually starts off very similarly. Well, the special edition of Alien starts off very similarly.
And this is why I love this man, because he knows the difference
not watched this movie in like 15 years.
Okay. So then what you're telling me is the tagline "In space, no one can hear you scream" is fucking stupid and pointless because the movies don't actually take place in space.
Pretty much. I mean, like, pretty much. But yeah, the first movie, they hear, they get a distress beacon, and then they want to go and, like, salvage it and see what that is.
Yeah.
And then the special edition of Alien starts off with them, the guys colonizing and terraforming it, getting a distress beacon, you know, as they're riding on the surface of the planet. And then they discover and that's how everyone gets, you know, destroyed. Basically they bring the infestation back in.
Got it. Cool. No, that's perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to know. I mean, I know that Aliens ends in space because that bitch gets airlocked.
Well, technically Alien ended in space as
did
well
it? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so there is space.
Maybe
in
the U is in reference to the alien screaming Bob. Okay. If nobody can hear you scream, it's because Ripley fucking airlocked that bitch into space.
Okay, the real question I have is, in space, can anyone hear you cream?
Oh! Can you hear that? Oh! It echoes through eternity. Oh!
I think we're all basically in agreement that, like, it's a pretty good movie. Would you say so,
bad.
Mike? Like, yeah, it's...
I actually like. I'll look at them collectively, as a trilogy, if you will. And I like the progression, kind of how you have that big, you know, with the first one, it's like ooh, and then it comes up. Second one's all action, and then it dips back down into that. Like, there's a good, there's a kind of nice rhythm to it. So my 10-year-old self watching these back to back, you know, kind of got that. Oh yeah, oh.
I do like the act 1, 2, 3, and I like that this one. It possesses what I think William Gibson's screenplay did not, which was a unique amount of character. William Gibson sort of felt like, I guess if I'm going to write an alien thing, it's basically going to have all these tropes. Like, it felt like a really bad wannabe Prometheus 25 years before Prometheus was made.
Yeah.
I also read that he said that he was excited to write an Aliens script because Aliens in like the alien world inspired a lot of what he did as a writer.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the ideas that he had. So it's like, that's cool.
It's interesting to think there's that reverse influence that so oftentimes mm-hmm. we see that like writers influence filmmakers, and we do think about the contemporary quality of the fact that filmmaking actually influenced somebody like William Gibson, who's still writing. But like mm-hmm. William Gibson to me is up there in my head with like Robert Heinlein. And I always forget that he's well after Heinlein. Mm-hmm. And yet, what's funny is Aliens in its own regard, or the Aliens franchise in its own regard, is very Heinleinian. You know, bug hunts, the colonization of other planets, and completely like the Colonial Maroons were meant to basically decimate anything on the planet for terraforming, for Weyland-Yutani to come and take it over. So I feel like Alien in itself was inspired heavily by Heinlein, especially Starship Trooper. But there's some parts of the movie that aren't good, and I have one that I'd like to reenact for you guys.
I'd love to see it.
Mm-hmm. Please tell me all about it.
Tell me if you guys don't mind what I'm about to do. You guys need that done one more time?
No, it's cool. You took your head. Your glasses were on your head.
Yeah.
And then you got really mad and you put your glasses down.
Yep.
One more time for you. And just looked mad. So your eyes got real big.
What am I about to do? Okay. What am I about to do?
You're about to get mad and hit somebody.
Nope, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
Nope, I'm not.
You're about to walk away?
Nope, I'm not.
I don't remember this part either.
I'm about to try to have sex with Ripley.
Oh, the dude from Fight Club puts his goggles on and is like, I'm going to try to rape you.
Yeah, and like, but so they almost succeed, which pisses me off.
Yeah,
because
it's
Ripley,
part of the movie I hate.
I hated the fact that Dylan came in and was like, saved her, because I don't know, like there's, for some reason, I get that it establishes the idea that humans are terrible, like further terrible, but like, mm-hmm. I would like to see Ripley
just kick the shit out
kick
of him.
The and she does. Yeah. She punches him in the face, but like, I would like her to not be overcome by that, because yet again, it feels weird putting women in arbitrary sexual, like sexually violent circumstances. But the fact this guy's wearing goggles and like he's about to do it and he's like up here and then he's like, all right, it's time to fuck. And puts his goggles on. I was like, what? Is this guy the Mad Max of sex? Non-consensual sex? What is
he watched that he watched the Closer video too many times. exactly. That part where Trent Reznor's just got air blowing into his mouth. That's what that guy's sex is like for him.
Dr. Bang says, very weird direction.
I don't like that part. I think that you can like the suggestion of what the danger is very easy to read. And I don't think that you need that. I don't think you need that scene to further expand the what that danger is. In fact, maybe you're saying, oh well, Ripley's redemption with like her relationship with these people and them working together at the end has more impact. If it was me, I'd be like, no, hey, guess what? You guys tried to rape me, you can all die. I hope you all die.
Yeah. Like the only one that's basically forgivable is Dylan, because he fucking flies in with like a pipe and beats the shit out of him.
Yeah,
and he's like, hey, I love it when he's like, I gotta teach my brothers. Give me a second.
Also, yeah, I think one of the
so
things
he,
that people
it's so he can see them coming. Arsenic, get out of here.
I don't think that there's a God, man, like. From the moment she sets foot on the planet, first of all, double Y chromosome is a term that apparently is for all these dudes who are on this planet. It's not just that they're like dudes; it's that they're bad dudes, and having the double Y chromosome causes them to be extra bad.
I'm extra bad. Why?
Because men are XY, right? and women are XX. Isn't that how it goes genetically?
I believe so.
So that the idea
I have no fucking clue.
So that's what they're talking about with the double Y chromosome is that these are
it's like a
extra
genetic mutation that that makes them
exactly.
See that gets really midichlorian-esque right there. They could have just I didn't need that. Just
and but
just people are fucking terrible. So like oh and Bacon says, did you talk about the ox yet? No, but I do want to talk about that in a few minutes. It's on my list of things to talk about. No.
Just going back.
Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
Or going back to the setting of Alien 3, like that was one thing that I did actually really like.
Mm-hmm.
It always reminded me of. Did you ever see Kurt Russell's Soldier? This was a late '90s movie, and I like how Bob is just like, ooh.
No, Rance. I'm pointing at Rance because Rance.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Okay.
No, but say nothing.
It brings like. Just the idea of having these isolated people and what type of society they will make for themselves was always intriguing to me. And that was one of the things that I like, even though like, you know, not taking into consideration what these people did, why they were there, just the fact that, hey, we're here and we have to survive. And this is, you know, this is what we're going to do, you know, to carve out a society for ourselves. I've always been fascinated by that.
Well, and there's also,
and I like that about it.
There's also these ideas too, like, and I think one of the things that I find interesting about this is the way that the society has taken form on Fury 161 is that it's both this society of repentance of personal repentance, but also a society of religious repentance as well.
Right.
But also Ripley shows up and these dudes are like, get that girl out of here. We're all going to go insane. So we're all going to turn into insane boys who just want to ruin everything.
Arsenic says here, there was a theory called double Y chromosome resulted in what was called super predators and was used to explain the growing prison population. It was pretty fucking racist and stupid even when it was proposed. And yeah, I mean like, and I think that I wouldn't be surprised if that was intended in a way, like, because it does feel like a movie between William Gibson's perspective on the commie, and I'm saying commie because like he the communist the commie agenda
dirty commies.
versus capitalism, which actually William Gibson was very like, this is a commentary on how terrible it would be with like a society that's too heavily like leaning on capitalism, but like feeding that also into this prison population system as well, where it's like almost suggesting that these guys are there because there is some inherently fucking awful institutionalization in society that caused it. Granted, they're all a bunch of bald dudes, so I have a real hard time telling one different from the other. Like, I get they're all bald, but like, I couldn't tell. I knew them by their actors' names. I knew Charles Dance. I knew Braithwaite. Peter Braithwaite.
I knew these actors.
I knew them, but I didn't remember.
Guy with the hat. Big fat bald guy. Little skinny bald guy. Guy who sings the song from the 60s. Dog. Ripley. But like, I couldn't tell you right now what any of the characters are. I'm just like, well, there's another fucking bald guy dying. Yeah, I like the first dude the alien kills near the fan. They're like, "Oh, it was so and so," and then it's just a pile of guts.
It was his boots. That was his boots.
He's just, and they're all Brits. He's just his boots.
Tell me about the ox, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's the ox, like the basically like they're doing testing, with the with the gene, like the. Because the idea is that, I'm sorry, my brain shut down. That Weyland-Yutani is sort of using this as a testing circumstance. Like,
okay.
The prison planet is also like a testing area for.
Oh, are you talking about Alex Jones' prison planet?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
Alex Jones. Oh, Alex Jones' prison planet.
And so the ox
is a fallout ball.
The ox is basically like the sacrificial creature, like the parasite. I'm fucking alien. There we go. Xenomorph. That's my word. It's implanted in, very similar to the dog, and so it's very Apocalypse Now to me with like the sacrificial lamb.
But where is this oxy?
Very beginning.
I don't remember this at all, bro.
Yeah.
Where?
Did we watch different versions? I'll find the clip and send it to you. Yeah, the ox is like a let me see if I can find it.
So the version that I watched, it starts on the Sulaco and all the stuff happens and then it ejects and they send the
What did you watch on Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, Dr. Bacon just said it's from an alternate cut.
Yes. See, then you
then I watched the Hulu version. I watched the Hulu version. Yeah.
Wait, it's on Hulu?
See, guys, you just got to get the DVD box set. I paid for it.
I could have watched it for free.
Yeah, I had it on Hulu. Yeah, you can watch it on free. Yes, the face center plants a dog. Yep.
Can we talk about Jeff Bezos? Can we talk about Jeff Bezos for a minute?
Talk about the Bezos.
The Bezos. Can we talk about Jeff Bezos, you fucking asshole, that I looked for it on my Amazon Fire Stick. And I went, hey, Jeff Bezos, how can I watch this? And it went, oh, would you like to know
buy
how to watch
it? On Amazon.
Rent it on Amazon. Are there other ways to watch it? No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. There are many options to watch this.
You got it, buddy. You got it.
Also, apparently your version's the better version, man.
I mean, it wasn't much longer. And you know what it still had in it? It still had the really shitty part of her falling backwards into the endless blue screen fire with the alien that comes out and goes, meh, 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 and then she hugs it. That was dumb.
I mean, it was funny. The first time I watched it, I was like, why are you hugging this baby alien? And then I realized she was clutching it so it didn't get away.
Yeah,
I
think it was still a hug.
But it still looks like a hug, and
it kind of harkens a little bit to Resurrection, you know, her hugging her baby. Oh,
well, yeah.
Oh.
And can we also...
And there's Jesus. It's clear Jesus.
There's so many
metaphors.
Jesus references in this, like where she puts her... She tells Dylan, she's like, just kill me. And she puts her arms up on the thing, and then he takes the axe and goes over her head.
And that's Fincher. Like, you gotta be like, hey, Fincher, you can lay off. You can lay off the... Look, we're not doing Matrix 3 here, bro. It's fine.
Or are we? So in about like 5 minutes, I want to play a quiz with you guys. And everybody in the chat gets to play along with the quiz, too. But a few things I wanted to talk about that I did not know. Super unique to this movie.
Okay.
Was what I thought was one of the shittiest parts of the first time I saw it. But then I saw it again, and I thought it was not a shitty part. What they called Mo Motion.
Where it's the creature on the hallways.
Yes,
the last sequence, like
the
last
the creature in the
sequence.
Hallways, like with the camera going around the hallways. Mm-hmm. That's a specific that had not been done before this movie. Like where you basically it had been done sort of like in Evil Dead, for example.
Yeah,
where,
like the Raimi cam. Yeah.
But it was in reference to that. I actually found a lot of things that were like influenced by this, and this was influenced by. Like, I found a huge list, and I was very surprised about some of them. Wait for the quiz. But that, like, that specific motion and it going like up the walls and around and like upside down was really specifically designed for this movie. I thought that was cool.
Who was the cinematographer?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
I don't
honestly
either.
Don't.
Yeah. Look it up.
And. I just thought that was cool. Like, I remember the first time watching, I was like, this looks really stupid. And this time I was like, wow, that's really cool. Like, I like it's the first time in these movies that we get the perspective of the hunt on the humans from the aliens' perspective. And I thought that was cool.
At least in, like, a real, like, action visible way that's not just flashes and dashes.
Or the Predator, you know, where you just see, like, oh, there they are, you know.
Dr. Bacon says Alex Thomas, a name that
Alex
has
Thomas.
Absolutely no...
I'll have to look up see what else he did.
It was,
guys, I just want to give you an armpit update. Like,
go for it, please.
Better. Jeez, it's awful. It's really bad.
Do you need to get some deodorant while we're...
No, I have plenty. I just don't know using it.
Mike, why don't you just fucking blow some vape right in your armpit? Make it smell like whatever flavor you're doing. There you go, see?
But one of the other reasons that I wanted to invite Mike on today was because
it's because he blows sick clouds.
He rips cotton into his elbow. is that we all are from the same college. We all graduated and went to the same college that Rock Dutton graduated from. So that's our connection.
Yeah.
But Rock Dutton was an awesome part of this movie, though, too. Like,
he was great.
He was awesome. And, of course, has, like, a speech where he takes his glasses off, right? And he's like, here's a real badass thing I'm going to say right now, because you can't say a badass thing with your glasses on, just like in Rudy.
Is he in Rudy?
Yeah. 5'0".
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a sad story? Because I know that's your actual favorite movie. You know who's never watched Rudy? It's this guy.
You got to do the thumbs. Yeah. This guy.
I want to find you right now. I want to come to where you live. I want to take my elbow and just press it into your teeth until they start cracking one by one.
They already are, dude. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Any last minute thoughts on the movie in general? Like my biggest. I liked its structure. I liked its cinematography. I thought it was really a fun romp, a fun stomp. I thought it was really honest to the first Alien.
Mike, you...
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I like it. It had elements of both, both Ridley Scott, James Cameron. You could kind of see the fusion, and you could see it taking pieces of both of the films. Like I said, I like watching them back to back and seeing that progression and kind of getting that flow. Aliens will always be my favorite one, but Alien 3 does not get the credit that it deserves, I think. And it had a fantastic Super Nintendo game, Bob's Background, which I never beat. That thing was freaking impossible.
And it should not have been a fantastic game, because it was made by a company with a checkered past.
Was that Acclaim or
was it Romero's company?
It was LJN.
Oh, no shit. Fucking wow. LJN,
yeah,
man.
LJN, man. Although, didn't LJN do the Friday the 13th Nintendo game?
I don't... that's not a great game either. I mean, I love it, but it's not a great game.
It's a pretty hot game, to be honest with
you. Dude, LJN gets a rap. Like, they've done some pretty great stuff. Thank you, Dr. Bacon. He knows... somebody's an AGN fan. AVGN fan. I think that Alien 3, the movie, it's worth a watch if you haven't seen it in a long time.
Oh, absolutely.
Go back, and if you like sci-fi that's slow and plotting but is trying to say something, then it works. I think sometimes maybe it's a little heavy-handed in what it's trying to do, but it doesn't but more than a little heavy-handed.
Speaking of Emmy, the part of the movie where she's turned her back is to everyone, and she comes to the realization at the end of Act 2 and Act 3 that she's got to fucking kill this alien by herself, and she goes, "It's time to go back into the basement," and the guy behind her goes, "Oh, fuck you mean by a basement?" And she goes,
"This whole place
is a basement." She just goes, "It's a metaphor." And like, I was like, what? Like the script writing was really good, especially with Charles Dance. Like, Charles Dance really gave his all. And also, can we talk about high fives to the fact that I was so afraid that Charles Dance was going to be like I'm actually a scientist sent here to basically make sure that this fucking experiment goes right. And they just murder his ass, and you don't really find anything else out, and I'm cool with that. Like, all these threads of shit where it's like, this could be a really risky thing. This could be a thing you want to know about. All wiped the fuck out. Good. I didn't want to think in this movie. Just take out all the smart boy shit and give me a cool alien slice and dice.
Mikey, I got to ask one more time before we, like, move on.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really get the answer. I don't know if you knew the answer. Is... the bishop at the end of the movie a synth, or is he a person?
My take on it?
Yeah.
What my take is, they would never, like, Weyland Yutani would never have sent, like, if that was,
right,
you know, actually him, they never would have sent.
Okay, so it's definitely a synth.
No, definitely a synth.
Cool.
And that makes sense. I mean, that fits with the MO of Wayne.
And that's what I feel is that I don't think a human being would be standing after the damage this guy took. And then also screaming, "You don't know what we could do with it. My ears hanging off, but okay."
And uniquely enough, I think that really interestingly fits in with Ridley Scott and Blade Runner. Especially with the art, like this unending argument of Blade Runner, main character from Blade Runner, Harrison Ford,
Deckard.
If Deckard is a synth or not, or a replicant. And I remember watching the first Blade Runner and being like, wait, why does everybody like debate this? Mm-hmm. Because it's I almost feel like it's a fan created debate. Like, obviously that played into Blade Runner 2049 a lot, but I remember watching the first Blade Runner being like, wait, there's not really too much of a suggestion that this is the case per se. It's like if you love Blade Runner, you're gonna love this cool clickbait theory. Mm-hmm. Richard Deckard may be a synth. Scroll down to find out why. But really, like, it's not present heavily there. And I feel like that's the case with this, where it's almost like Ridley Scott being like, not Ridley Scott, I'm sorry, David Fincher being like, Ridley Scott would have done this really gently. He would have done this, he wouldn't have, like, needed to press this into the clay of our brain. He would have let us figure this one out.
Yeah. I liked what Dr. Bacon said, the part with Dylan shit-talking the alien as dismantling really stuck with me. It's what I think of when I think of Alien 3. See, I think of Hudson in Aliens when he was going down and shit-talking all the aliens while he was blasting them away. Like, there was a lot of different elements that were included in Alien 3 that were in all the other movies, you know? Which is funny because who played Hudson? God, what was his name?
Don't talk
Bill
about
Paxton.
It. Don't...
Why?
Brant has a quiz.
Oh, anyway, Bill Paxton.
you mean Bill Three Pullman? Answers. You mean Bill Pullman?
Bill Pullman. Bill
okay.
Pa-
do
the
you
same
mean
thing.
Bill
Paxman.
Bill do you mean Billy did, Joel?
Billy Zane. Joel. He did the same thing in Predator 2.
Yeah.
When he was shooting, you know, in the
Billy Bob
subway
Thornton.
Car. I like that scene too, Dr. Bacon.
There's
that
a there.
A cool one.
Well, I think that's also that statement of like it's almost like its own strange
Mr.
statement.
Bill.
I fucking hate you right now. It's almost like that strange statement of human perseverance. Like if you cuss at something as it's dismembering you, you're a fucking badass.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
Billabong
since like
Surf Company.
Since apparently that was a quiz like answer.
Yeah.
And I can't read, so I know. Someone in the chat said,
"Yeah, it's arsenic." Arsenic was like,
yeah,
"I'm gonna lose it."
Like, well, I can't
Build me
read
next Tuesday,
arsenic,
I don't have
so
the
like,
money.
I'm already screwed. So I at least have 1 point. So that's good.
I'm happy. What would you guys give percentage wise? If you were to apply an arbitrary percentage to this movie, or arbitrary like
Bill,
an arbitrary. I'm gonna mute you. An arbitrary rating to this movie. What would you give it, and why?
I'd give it like a rating of like 1 to 10.
Yeah,
or,
whatever you want. Maybe it can be like 7 xenomorphs out of 10 Bill Paxtons.
I'd give it 6.5. You know,
really?
if that feels shitty. Well, no,
out of five or out of 10?
Out of 10.
Out of 10. I don't agree with that at all.
Well,
I think
here's
it's
the
a
thing,
shitty.
Dude, I will watch twos and still get pleasure out of them. You know what I mean? I actually agree.
I think I agree with Mike. I think that it's like, I think it's like a 6 chest bursters out of 9 queen aliens.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't anything really too original about the film.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, again, harking back to all the different elements that it's taken from and paying homage to the other things.
It's like Bill Clinton.
Exactly. You know. Mm-hmm. 6.5.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
If you're gonna say Bill one more time, I'm gonna come over to you and I'm going to end you.
We have some agreement here. Dr. Bacon 6 basketball palms. You know.
I liked it. I thought it was a lot. I thought it was
William Gibson. I'll be here.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
Oh. That's what it was.
There we go. I was muted. It felt like a low-budget Aliens movie. I don't know what I'd give it, though.
Are we all muted?
No, we're not.
Okay.
We're fine. I was. It was me.
It's you just mute me. It's fine.
And
I deserve it.
And Yeah, it was good. That's all. Mm-hmm. It was good. It was better than the William Gibson treatment. Like, you know what, William Gibson? Eat my butt. Go back to writing Neuromancer. Because just write all... Keep doing that. Because this clearly wasn't your bag. It just wasn't your bag, yo.
No, that's man.
I want to read this now.
It's not worth it, Mike. It's confusing. Right. It's a mess. It's a confusing mess.
Well, let me rephrase that. I would like to.
You can watch.
It's 2 hours. Well, that's not true. The screenplay treatment is online, and apparently people love it.
You can. There's actually an animated version of it up on YouTube.
And there is a comic. Mm-hmm. I think they did a comic as well. Mm-hmm. So check those out. The Audible version, also done by our good friend Dirk Maggs.
Fuck Dirk Maggs.
Do you want to listen to people drink for 2 hours, Mike?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Do you want to listen to Lance Henriksen go?
No.
That's
basically
it,
the whole thing.
Lance Henriksen, he always gets a bad rap. He was great in Pumpkinhead.
He's great and stuff, man. He just hit that Bishop post.
You know, hate to be that like common nerd boy now, but like post Modern Warfare 2 when he played Shepard, that was like the last thing that he's done of like
Shepard
good note. Like you could tell even then, it's like this guy's getting a little old. He maybe shouldn't be playing like a colonel.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dr. Bacon's for this. Dude, on this ride with you, by the way, Mike.
Dr. Bacon, man, you're my pal. He's on this ride with you.
So okay, so here's what I want to do. I want to play a game with you guys.
Okay. Right.
We're gonna do a Kahoot quiz.
Okay.
As a teacher, I love Kahoots because that does a lot of work for me that I don't gotta work. Put a quiz together, but that also means that you guys can join it, but also anybody in the chat who's watching us right now, get out your personal devices because you too can join along with this quiz. At home.
Okay.
So I'm going to get out my personal device.
Do it. You can. So I have got it up on my screen right now. Oh, look at that. Dr. Bacon's being a good sport. He says he's not going to Google anything. If you fucking cheat out there, anybody, I swear to God, I'm going to find you. I'm going to put my thumbs in your fucking eyes, and I'm going to put my knee into your neck, and we're done.
He's going to treat you like Billy the Kid.
I am.
That's terrible.
I am. I'm going to put you on Boot Hill.
Do I have to log in?
You don't. I'm going to give you a code in just a second. Califortune Faded showed up, and Califortune Faded is also, I hope that they'll do the quiz with us as well. So let me, the special part about this is, I'm a fucking idiot, and I don't think anybody needs to know too much about the Alien series for this.
Okay, so.
So.
How do we get to this Kahoot?
What you got to do is, hear the music. Hear the hot music?
Yeah, I like it.
The hot Kahoot music. All right, so all you got to do is go to Kahoot.it. And then type in the code that's on the screen.
.it. You just hit IT. There's no IT.com. What
nope.
is this?
Kahoot.it.
How does the internet work?
Kahoot.it. All right,
2, 2, 8, 5.
This is
3,
stupid code.
5, 3. Also, people listening to this on the podcast, I'm sorry.
You're going to hear it. I'm actually going to reduce the sound of it.
No, I just mean you're not going to be able to do the quiz with us.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all right, but I'm going to read it. They get to do it along in their head. Dr. Bacon is in. Dr. Bacon is in.
All right, I'm in as Mikey. I'm in.
Hold on.
Battle Dave has given up the thumbs. He's gonna join in. Moose is in as well. Who else have we got?
Heck yeah, Moosey.
We got Mikey. We got Dr. Bacon. We got Moose. We got Wild Bill Bob. We got California Faded. We got Babble Dave. I'm going to give about 30 seconds. I'm going to bullshit about 30 seconds, see if anybody else wants to jump in with us.
Can I give the chat an update real quick on my armpit situation?
Absolutely. Please do. Please.
It's getting worse by the minute, guys. I just want to say in these troubling times that personal hygiene is still very important. I work from home. I can only just, I don't know why my partner still loves me. I really don't. I'm sorry. Fucking stink, guys. Jesus.
Well, you know, that's all on you. That's how
I still love you.
We stanky boys.
God damn, Dr. Bacon, I like
you. So let's see.
It's okay, Mikey, because I just farted.
Oh, dude, I wish I could do that without soiling
myself. Holy hell. What's
in my 99 Corolla.
What is happening in our podcast? All right, let's do this. So, we got seven people in there. Anybody else want to pop in and go for it? I'll give you about 10 seconds or so. We got two wishes left in there. I think I know who that is. We're almost ready to go.
And actually, I should get my pulse rifle after this.
You should. You might need it.
Well, I'm not going to be able to type while I do this. Huh?
Okay. You won't need to type. You just got to. So if anybody doesn't know how to Kahoot works, you got to be the, you get points depending on how quickly you answer. So just because I'm going to read it out loud to you doesn't mean you can't read it faster and answer. All right. You guys ready to do this thing?
All right, sure are.
All right. I'm going to reduce the music, by the way, because I can't handle it. All right. Up.
Is it starting?
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. Get ready.
Aliens and assorted alien re.
Here we go.
All right, first question. The line, "Game over, man, game over," is recited by which actor as Hudson? Bill Pullman, Bill Paxton, Bill Denihue, or Bill Cosgrove?
I can't see what it is on the screen. Yeah, we're black.
You need to make our faces go away. This is horrible.
Make our faces go away.
Do I?
I can't see this. I'm going to go with
there
red because I can't see it.
There you go. Good. I got you. I got you back, man. Don't worry.
I got it
totally incorrect.
That's
incorrect.
Crap.
You know what? Nobody
Bill
needs
Paxton.
That.
And I got it right already.
Nobody needs that one because you already gave it to him.
That's crap.
God,
so you know what?
You ruined it.
You already gave it to him. You already gave it to him.
Dust your stuff off.
Look, I'm in seventh place. I told you everyone's going to beat me.
Battle Dave's all set to go. Look at me go. Even
I don't like it.
I'm moving things around on the fly.
Good.
Here we go. You ready?
You're a hot stream boy.
Shut
up there.
There we go. Which of these titles does not share the same universe as the Aliens universe? Is it Dead Space, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, Predator, Predator 2 and Predators, or Soldier? The 8 film starring Kurt Russell. Oh.
That's interesting. We talked about that earlier in the chat.
We did.
Isn't that cool? How are you doing, M41?
Weird. It's interesting.
Incorrect. This is garbage. I hate Kahoot.
Yes, yeah, so Dead Space does not share, but all the others do. So Predator, Predator 2, and Predator.
Soldier
do.
Does?
Soldier absolutely does. Is it,
no
Ridley
way.
Scott has confirmed it is in the exact same world.
Maybe that's why I like it.
Well, it was funny you mentioned that because I think it hits upon a lot of the same themes that are present in these. And obviously, we have to identify the fact that, like, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, is it in the same world? But we're going to accept that it is, basically, Blade Runner, you know? All right. So
Dead Space, yeah, I should have
California Faded is coming up to the top there. I see Wild Bill Bob there, but I don't see any Mikey.
Because I have 0 points
because
I'm freaking stupid.
Babble Dave is there. Dr. Bacon is there. Two Wishes Left is there with a zero. Where are you at, Mikey?
I got nothing.
You got a zero, too?
I got nothing, dude. I got smelly armpits.
Two Wishes Left.
Come
you're,
on,
you're beating
bro.
One of our guests here. You're doing a
you're
great
letting
job.
Me down.
Scientifically
letting me down.
Speaking, the xenomorph species is best categorized as a kleptoparasite, a chromodermatocyte, ectoparasite, or endoparasitoid. Which one of those is it?
Am I a pure genius?
Come on, tell me what it is. Tell me whether I got it right or not. Yes!
Damn it!
It is an endoparasitoid.
That's what I wanted
it
to
is,
put.
It enters into a living host, kills the host, destroys the host.
Guys, these are big words.
They are.
God.
Get a dictionary, dude.
Get it. Figure it out.
Grow up.
You ready? Callie's on. Look at this. California Faded is on fire. He's a big. They got to be a big Aliens fan to know this shit, or just a basically smart human being.
Jeez Louise.
Now I can't see who's winning, bro.
Oh, shut up. Bishop's official manufacturer model is listed as a David 8, a 341B, a 7175, or a Nexus 6.
Can I just get one right? Maybe a genius. Thank you, everyone.
You got it right.
Thank you, everyone.
You got it right. I like Dr. Bacon out there too. He's like, did I pick the right one or not? And Dr. Bacon, I am not at all going to support or defend the technology here because what I may also be, while I'm somebody who uses this stuff on a regular basis, can't say I use it the right way. So. But the best part is you're probably doing better than most anybody else is going to do anyway. So, yes, he is
better.
A 34-1B. Does anybody know what the other ones are from, by the way?
The Nexus 6 is definitely Blade Runner.
Yes.
David 8, I think, was from what was the movie with the red eye?
See, nope. I think it's AI.
Nope. It's
not
Prometheus.
AI. Oh, that was Prometheus?
Prometheus, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, that's Michael Fassbender, right?
7175 is my favorite as a 9-year-old. You can write that on a calculator and it writes.
Oh, Dr. Bacon, thank you for agreeing with me that thinking that David 8 was AI.
What's the one I'm thinking of? With the old movie with the red...
You're thinking HAL.
I'm thinking Hal. Yes.
Yes, because David is the person.
Yes. Which one is iRobot?
iRobot is Robits.
It's
Robits. That's Robits. What it is. It's 71. It's yeah. 7175 is what you write in a calculator to write.
David, you will
tits. Pray. All right, here we go. Next one. Now the Fortune Fade's still on top. You guys got to step this song up, man. Wild Bill Bob, you can come up there. All right, let's see what we got. Next one. What does Ripley want done with Newt? Kept on ice until another ship arrives, perform an autopsy to have her airlocked into space, or Newt's dead. She wants nothing done. Fuck Newt. Very general question.
I mean, I'd airlock someone into space if I had the chance. That sounds like a blast.
There you go. Yeah, she wants to perform an autopsy on her.
Yeah.
That's one of the most brutal parts. But do you know why she wants to know how she died, Mike?
Yeah, to see if she was carrying an alien.
That's one of the most brutal parts of that movie, yeah. Actually. Like, yeah, I was like,
oh, it's, yeah, disturbing.
Yeah, and also badass as shit.
Also, though, like, Charles Dance is a real dick about it. And he's looking at her and he's like, I'm going to make this as brutal as possible. Fuck you, because you won't tell me what's going on.
I told you she drowned.
Right, I'm gonna also Charles
Wild Bill Bob sliding up to the top. Dr. Baker making a showing as well. What Charles Dance do?
He has a history of slicing things open on screen. Think about Tywin Lannister's first major. Like, is that his first appearance on Game of Thrones?
Yes.
He's elbows deep in an elk.
Yes.
Why can't we see our rankings? Make us see our rankings.
Oh, you can see. What are you?
I want to see the rankings. Put us back up on the top.
I'm trying to, so that way you can see everything. I got to move all this shit around so you can see.
Yeah. There you had also, it right I'm the first
here,
time.
So I'm sitting over here wiping my nose because I just got my, I pulled out a bunch of nose hair today, so it's itchy. And I was bouncing because I'm really excited about the quiz. So I just look like I'm blowing
put me
so
up.
Much coke.
I'm trying, what, up here?
Yeah, put me up in the middle of you guys.
Up there? Okay. Jesus.
You can block that. You can block the corn. Hey, everyone, for the time being, just want you to know, you can find us at www.thequarantinebookclub.com.
In which of these Schwarzenegger films did Charles Dance appear as the primary antagonist? Was it Last Action Hero, Kindergarten Cop, Jingle All the Way, or The Running Man?
Oh, I know this one. Boom.
God, I hope I marked it the right. Boom, boom, boom. Hope I marked it right.
I hope you did too, because I blasted on that before. Like
you blasted on it.
I blasted on it. Oh, I'm blasting on it.
I blasted.
Oh, Charles Dance! I'm blasting on it.
It was Last Action Hero.
Blasted into space. Everyone can hear you cream.
I hate that so much. It was Last Action Hero. That man really. I wonder if he cut anything open. I wonder if he cut any kindergarten children open during that movie.
He should have cut Danny open. That kid sucked.
I don't even remember. Oh, wait, I'm thinking Kindergarten Cop, not Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero. He cut open that taxi driver with 44 Magnum.
He did. He also cut his own eyeball open, as in pulling the glass eye out and putting the new one in.
All right, Wild Bill Bob has got a streak of 5. He is coming up there. He is a real skid mark of success.
I am.
Number 7, an alien born out of a quadruped host is unofficially referred to as a loper, a gut burster, a sprint mommy, or a runner. Loper, gut buster, sprint mommy, or runner. Can you still see the questions, you guys?
Yes, okay. I can see the answers. I mean, if you're reading. Oh, no, I got it wrong.
You got it wrong. What'd you write? A sprint mommy?
I wrote a loper.
I'm trying to put us in the right spot.
Runner,
so
baby.
Can see the question. I'm putting this right there. We're going to be right in the middle. How about that?
I'm the guest. You should make me happy.
Oh, my God. Just, I'm going to.
There you go.
Swear.
That's good.
You could just make us disappear for the time being.
God.
Who even cares? Like, who wants to stare at our stupid, ugly faces?
I'm the guest. You want to make me happy? Fuck off, Mike. Let's see. 2 wishes left. Scott's some in there. You're crushing up 2 wishes. Mikey, you're on fire. True or false? As a condition of filming, Sigourney Weaver requested that the film's action should not rely on guns. Is that true or false for Alien 3?
Which is true, red or blue?
Blue is true. Red is false.
Got it. I think it's true. I'm just saying everybody else can answer, but I think it's true.
I put on that as well.
Because Ralph told me she was a real gun-hating liberal.
Absolutely. She requested. She 100% requested that there should be no guns. And I think that's actually interesting.
I don't think it needs it.
No, like it. I think it it lends itself to being a more tense movie because they can't use it. That's like very Stephen King to me in a weird way. Like, I love that Stephen King's characters always use like the most basic means to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. Mikey's sliding up with 5 correct answers in a row. Here we go. Here we go. Number 9 of 13. Alien 3's cinematography directly inspired what video games television commercials in 1994 and 1995? Is it Star Fox, Contra 3, Alien 3, or Doom?
Oh my God, come on.
That's a tough one.
I'm probably wrong. I'm probably so
wrong.
I think
I'm wrong, too. Because I don't remember ever seeing this. Yep. Yeah.
It was Doom. If you ever get the chance, go check out, and it's been confirmed by the director, the guy who did it, go check out the SNES, because Doom was only ever commercially released beyond Doom 2 for the SNES and then the PlayStation later. Check out the commercial that was done for the SNES. It is Alien 3.
Didn't Doom come out for the 3DO?
It did, but nobody remembers it because who fucking cares about 3DO?
Okay.
Rance remembers it because Rance remembers everything about Doom, but he's probably it.
Battle Dave says, I read the room and looked at who made the question.
I should have thought about that.
But yeah. Contra 3 was a trick, right? Like, Contra 3 was well before that. Alien 3, the funny thing was the commercial for Alien 3 for the Super Nintendo, fucking garbage. and then Star Fox, who fucking knows? All right, let's see what we've got here going on. Battle Dave sliding up to 4th. I'm proud of you guys. Look at you going here. All right, 10 out of 13. Here we go. Space commies hijack alien eggs. Big problem in Mall World is what blank called Gibson's Alien 3 script. Was it William Gibson, David Tuohy, Vincent Ward, or Sigourney Weaver? Who said that about the Alien 3 script?
Oh, my gosh. This one's a tough one, man. Toughy. Very, very toughy.
Man, it's really quiet here, but I got it.
I got it wrong.
It
was William Gibson said that about his own script. He was like, you know what, after the fact, it sort of sucked.
Guys, I blew it. I just want you to know I'm William Gibson, and I blew it.
Oh, fuck, I fucking blew it.
Fucking blew it. I blew it in space. They could all hear me creep.
So much right now. I hate you so much.
I don't want to think about William Gibson creaming at all.
Me neither. He's got to be like 85 now. Oh, fucking cream everywhere. Right, here we go. Here we go. True or false? Instead of puppetry, the design crew on Alien 3 intended to dress a dog up in an alien costume. Is that true or false?
I mean,
I don't know. I don't know.
Instead of puppetry, the design crew on Alien 3.
It sounded so ridiculous that it had to be true.
They put a whippet inside of an alien costume.
Oh, no.
And they recorded it many times, and it just apparently looked fucking ridiculous. Like, apparently it was comical. Like, the dog is, like, doing this.
I can just imagine some dog running around going...
Right, like, who goes, guys, let's just put a fucking dog inside this alien costume, because they,
oh my god,
like, so they're like, all right, I guess it's puppets then. Fucking Max von Sydow would have been terrified. He would have been like, what are you doing? Because Max von Sydow was so pissed during Mandalorian. He was like, what did he say? He basically said,
he was like, don't be a wimp, man. Like,
have balls.
Yeah,
like, have balls, make it a puppet, not fucking CG, like, for the baby. Dude,
I love that. I love the child so much. I love you, Max von Sydow, for helping them make that decision.
By the way, Dr. Bacon asks you, I think you and Dr. Bacon have like a thing going on. I really like it. Mike, Dr. Bacon asks you,
I missed
your consoles. That Werner Herzog, that's who it was. I was thinking Max von Sydow. Werner Herzog. Thank you. That's right. I got Max von Sydow.
Oh, you're right.
I was thinking I was thinking Force Awakens.
Right.
I love obscure consoles, and I love, retro computers. I'm really into doing retro builds.
He loves the yellow. He loves the yellow.
The
gray.
Yellow plastic.
The yellow plastic. Actually, there's a method that you can use called OxyBright to restore yellowed plastics back to their original.
I always thought that was cigarette marks, but it's not.
No, it's not. Just it's just yellowing. It's the type of plastic. And it does that.
Ooh, Wild Bill Bob's still on top. Mikey's underneath her. Calla Fortune Fade's in there. 2 wishes left. Oh. Dr. Bacon. Where'd Babble Dave go?
I don't know, but I'm ready to lose this at the last minute.
Here we
minute.
Go, 12 of 13. M4-1A pulse rifles
awesome,
were
Bacon.
Also featured in the war scenes of this science fiction film. The Matrix, Revolutions, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Screamers, or Starship Troopers? Seconds left.
I don't think it was this one, although the movie that I selected, my answer, is also a great flick.
Oh, no!
It was Terminator 2, Judgment Day. It was not Starship Troopers, not Bug
Hunters. I thought it was Screamers, Screamers is great.
Interestingly enough, Screamers is rumored to actually sort of be in the same universe.
That's cool.
It's not confirmed because it is also based on a Philip K. Dick story. But Screamers is a fucking awesome movie that I don't think a lot of people have heard. Bob, have
yeah,
you watched
it? Yeah, it's
very,
very good.
No, Screamers I haven't
is,
actually.
Screamers movie, is fantastic.
It's, we'll have to watch it one day. Yeah. I watched a whole bunch when it was back on Cinemax. It scares the fuck out of me.
Yeah, it's horrifying. The it's, swords.
Yep. Peter Weller is in it.
Yeah.
It is, I think, atmospherically just as good as Event Horizon.
Like, dude, cool. Dr. Bacon. I got the original PC Alien vs. Predator up, Alien vs. Predator 2 on my Pentium 3, and then I have Alien Trilogy on my DOS machine.
This man loves him. This man loves him some retro
dude,
games.
Dr. Bacon, man, we got a hang.
I don't understand it, man. Wow.
All right, here we go. Last one. Dr. Bacon sliding up. Here we go. 13. Xenomorph is the scientific name of the species in the Alien saga.
Easy.
Xenomorph is the scientific name of the species in the Alien saga.
Oh, man, bro. Oh!
Yeah, I'm gonna blow your minds a little bit.
What the hell, dude?
Xenomorph is not a scientific name.
I should have just said no. I should have just said no because I knew it was a trick question.
Xenomorph,
but I wanted to hit it.
Xenomorph is adopted from... the name breaks down to Xeno is strange, Morph is form. The phrase xenomorph is actually not unique to aliens or the alien universe. It's just a scientific term for an outsider or something that is not human. But it's been used well before that. But now, because it was used in the movie like once and people didn't know that, it just became the name for the aliens. But there is no actual, like, there is no actual species name for the aliens. Xenomorph is just an applied name. But it's not.
Well, thanks, Rance, for crushing
all
my.
You're all your fucking history stuff. Let's see.
Can
let's
we
see.
Look at the totals, please, so I can
all
see
right.
how badly I lost
the podium,
the last
baby?
Question.
What's the podium? Dr. Bacon is up there in number three. California Faded up there in two.
Who's
and Wild
one?
Bill Bob up there in number one.
I did Good it! Job. I finally won something! I finally won one of Rance's stupid fucking quizzes! Fuck you, Rance! Eat fat turds! I did it! Your quiz can bite my butthole! Now I don't ever have to take another one.
That was a good quiz.
Thank you. You say you can bite. I put my time into that. You're shitting on it, and even you won?
No, I love your quiz. It was great. I finally did well. I finally didn't get a 0 out of 5
yeah,
on one of your
that's because you're not a fucking... Good job out there. Bacon, California Faded, I'm glad you guys joined in and had fun. Babble Dave, I'm glad you did too. I love...
I'm glad you guys won, but it's all about me. I won it.
Oh, my
I
God.
Won it. I'm glad
you
enjoyed it.
You know what? You know what? Gabe Mankayo's in there.
You see this?
He's,
see this? Come
he's
on,
in
look
there.
That. Oh. Look at that, boys.
Look at that. First place.
Look at that first place, boys.
Take a screen capture of that.
I'm gonna post it on my Instagram right now.
Oh man.
I won. Well, guys, that's basically it. I mean, I don't know. Is there anything else you guys wanted to go over? I think we sort of hit some of their alien stuff, and we're good.
I'm sorry I was so ill prepared for not having my aliens action figures other memorabilia. I'm disappointed in myself more than anything.
Mike, I gotta tell you, just like any good parent, I'm disappointed in you too.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm not disappointed in you, Mike. I appreciate you. Mike, thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight and coming aboard. You know, it's a lot, it's fun to do this. I see this pink faced asshole all the time. But you know, you always have a lot of knowledge to contribute in any regard, and I really appreciate it. And Dr. Bacon clearly did too.
Dude, Dr. Bacon, man, I gotta get the digs. You know, we got to hang and chill when all this craziness has left us. You know, we'll play some old console games, maybe some serial connections on some of my old computers. You know, I got 3 CRTs now, man.
Just inviting a stranger over your house?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dr. Bacon,
he's fine.
Dr. Bacon has my backup. Arsenic says you got to make a sampler, Bob, and hang it over your toilet. You got to make that thing and hang it over your toilet. Just hang it right over the toilet. First place in this real bad aliens quiz that only worked for like 11 of the 13 questions.
That I immediately screamed at the creator
People in the chat were like, fuck, shit timed out. I can't do it. Fuck. Like, I don't got any real, like, things to give you guys. So that's that.
So, are you saying that I cheated to win?
No.
Like, basically, I won because your quiz was broken?
No. You didn't cheat. I specifically did not allow you to have any pre-knowledge going into this. So.
I mean, I know that. Is it real, like, fair? If the real audience fair. Couldn't answer quick enough.
They were fine. They were fine.
Who cares? I won.
They
I won.
Were
hey,
fine.
Everybody out there.
They said...
bite me, I'm the best.
They said it should have been fun. Another case of an underqualified arsenic. God damn it. Arsenic says another case of an underqualified woman taking a man's position in the quiz. Get the fuck out of here, Arsenic. All right, I am. So I have nothing else I want to do. I want to see if you guys had any shout outs you want to say before we end the stream up tonight.
Mikey, you're the guest. You go first.
Shout out. Well, you guys go, because I don't know how this works.
Do you like pod? Do you have like a thing that you do normally?
Do you have a special
way
you jerk off that you want to
do? Do you love
about?
A person that you want to give kisses to and they can listen to this later?
Do the upper hand thing or the bottom hand thing? What do you do?
This is too much pressure, guys. I have no social media.
He really doesn't.
I don't. I don't really have anything. Thank you for all the members on Bogons for all their contributions to the retro video gaming community. It stands for vintage old games on modern systems. Vogons.
I'm really glad you said Vogons and not Nambla, because that would have made me feel really bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, what about Will Smith? Do you want to say about Will Smith?
Why?
Because it's like Bill but with a W.
Oh. I guess.
Also,
okay.
Dr. Bacon just said he is a fake fan compared to his wife. She's getting a queen tattooed on the side of her head. Holy shit.
That's
brutal.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Wow. I got Predator lingo.
I knew
on
it was
going to
happen. I knew he was going to show the Predator off at some point.
Have to. Yep.
I knew it. That's awesome.
Mike, you got to up your game though, bro.
Yeah, I know. I need more tattoos.
That's
you got
what,
fucking Tron what, boy over here.
Tron boy over
you
know, here.
You got Predator boy. And then you got me, who basically has a butt tattooed of a butt on his butt. I don't have that.
Nice.
For real, but,
got him.
Bob, any shout-outs you want to do?
No, not really. You know, normal, just the normal things. You can find us on our website at www.thequarantinebookclub.com. You've heard it 100 times. You'll hear it again. Make sure you enter the because otherwise you'll get somebody else's book club. Don't forget, if you're following us on YouTube or wherever else, to like, subscribe, bell icons, all that other dumb BS. Follow on Instagram at the Quarantine Book Club Podcast. Find our Facebook. It's at the Quarantine Book Club. I'm looking at my cheat sheets right now. That's why I'm doing so well. You can find rants clearly on this Twitch stream right now, twitch.tv/violenceobscene. You can find my Twitch stream now where I do some really dumb BS some days. You can find me at www.twitch.tv/45.
Twitch 3.5.
Now you may be.
This is the problem with all these social media.
You can find me at .spin.*, but low
Twitch.tv/bobdesign.
Yes.
Goodness gracious.
And,
I paint some minis.
Can I say something? I do have a shout out. I'd like to thank all the fine people at Old Spice Deodorant for doing what they do.
You're not getting a sponsorship out of it, though. That's for goddamn
sure. I need one, guys. Please help me.
And as always, I'd like to thank everybody's best friend, Dirk Maggs, for creating this trash.
Fuck Dirk Maggs. So I'm going to – we'll tell what we're going on to next. But
oh, yeah. Right. Thank you.
I'm gonna do my usual thing with twitch.tv/violenceobscene. Find me at violenceobscene on Twitter. I literally just talk about nothing. And that's it. Quarantinebookclub.com. But here I'm just literally – my voice is just rolling right over all of those words. We are going to start reading Attack of the Necrons. It is a Warhammer children's book, Warhammer 40K children's book. It is narrated on Audible by David Tennant.
Yeah, baby. I'm so excited. When you told me that, I was like, what?
And also, I'm going to make a request. I have not talked to you about this yet, Bob. Mm-hmm. Mike, it doesn't matter, but you can vote. I would like to vote for a hiatus from the Quarantine Book Club for next week. Only because I know it's going to be a very busy weekend. Also, it is Labor Day.
Labor Day. Yeah, I think let's find something else to do in this, like, maybe in this time frame, even if it's just, like, dropping something, like, I don't
playing,
know.
Playing some games. Maybe we'll play some games together or some magic or something like that.
Just, yeah, not putting that work in. Actually, I'm glad you said that because I thought about it today. I didn't realize that it was actually a holiday.
Yep.
And as I said in our recorded version of the podcast last week, both of us being in education, things are a little bit
crazy.
Hectic. Yeah, they're hectic
crazy
in our lives right now.
Yeah.
They really are. So, as usual, thanks again to everybody for bearing with us. It's cool. Also, one of the things that we want to do with this episode coming up when we get back after this week hiatus, the first half of our episode is going to be a kid-friendly episode. So anybody who has kids out there, you can listen to this episode. We will not say big boom boom F words and S words. And we'll
say fucker shit.
No, because we're going to actually make it a kid friendly first half. It's a special edition of the Quarantine Book Club.
That's nice. That's really nice.
It's the Quarantine Book Club climbs in the crib with you.
Ew. That's really nice.
I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. I'd also like, actually, Battle Dave doesn't know this yet, but because I am unfamiliar with the Warhammer 40K universe, I'm going to reach out to Battle Dave for a little bit of expertise at some point as well, because I know that he is a big Warhammer stan. So I may be writing down some questions. So in the next 2 weeks, if you get a chance, listen to or find a PDF version of or purchase Attack of the Necron. I don't know who the author is. Can't remember because it's a children's book, but you can find it. It's real cute. Anyway, that's what'd you say, Mikey?
The Warhammer.
Warhammer.
That's not the same guy that did Go Trek and Felix, is it?
No, not the same author. No, it's not William.
Definitely not William King. Thanks, Bill King.
Fucking God damn it.
I like those books.
Nothing but I like those books too. It's nothing but a game of bills over here. Bunch of bill shit.
Oh.
Bunch of bill shit. All right. I'm out of here.
Bye, Twitch.
All right.
Who are you?
I'm Rance.
Who are you?
Mike.
And I'm Bill, and this has been the Quarantine Bill Club.
Eat my ass.
Don't forget to pay your bills.
Have a good week.